My name is Sharia Goins, and I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. I always wanted my mom to be that mother to me. That was one of my biggest challenges, is accepting that she wouldn't be that motherly figure that I always wanted. Her boyfriend, that was really the issue between me and her. He was an abusive boyfriend, not only physically but mentally as well. I didn't want him there. That's what really led to me being homeless. I kind of didn't have a choice because I got put out. Then and there, that's when it dawned on me that I'm really going to be out here by myself. So I brought a big tent, and I stayed in that tent until I figured out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. I don't believe I wasn't in my right mind during that. I was bitter. I was angry at the world. I felt like everybody was against me. I had a hard time trusting, too, as well. It was just days where I was just like, I wish I didn't even open my eyes to see the light. I was very suicidal during those times. I just felt like there was no other option. That's when I got Miss Annette, my caseworker, to put me in a hotel. That tent life, that's why I call it tent life. A tent life was just embedded in me. Everything that I did while I was in that tent is what I brought to my home. And still to this day, I find myself doing certain things that I did when I was homeless. And I have to remember, like, I'm not there anymore. I woke up in the middle of the night a few nights ago, and I was laying on the floor because I'm used to that feeling of the floor or a ground. And I had to remember, like, I'm not there anymore. I can get in this bed now. I don't have to be on this floor anymore. And I'm so scared of not being able to pay my bills, which I know I will be able to. I just overthink that because I'm just scared to be back to where I was at. One of my things on my list that I wanted to do was to be in college. Make people proud, because we don't have college people in our family. We don't have college graduates. That's my goal, is to go to school for business and try to get me a business going around.